Good morning. How are you? Happy Friday. Wow. I'm telling you, what a great weekend show to get us there today. You're going to love it. Why? We're going to be talking about miracles. Who doesn't need a miracle in their life right now, right? We can always use one, no matter how good things are going, no matter how difficult, whatever the trial and tribulation that God may be blessing us with. Doesn't that sound kind of weird? Being blessed by a trial or tribulation, but according to God's word, what does he say? Those are blessings, because they're molding us, they're shaping us. Man, I'll tell you what, I can't even tell you the shape I'm in right now. He's doing wonderful work, seriously. How does he take a guy like me from off the streets with addictions to drugs, alcohol, homelessness, depression, suicidal thoughts, and all of a sudden he says one day, I want you to host a show and promote me. And our very special guest today is somebody who has dedicated his life for a long time for getting into the truth of what the Word is all about. You know, you can read the Bible, you can look at the words, and many put all kinds of spins on it, as we know. But the reality is, the truth is the truth. It's kind of like a relationship between two people, right? You got his side and her side, or sometimes his side and his side, or her side and her side, but then there's the truth in the middle, right? And that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm very, very excited to be on board today. The question I ask you is this: what are you doing for God today? Have you gotten on your knees and asked him? And if you have, what are you going to do? Are you going to feed that homeless person that's standing in front of you? Are you going to say hi to that stranger that looks like they're in pain? Are you going to hold the door open for that somebody walking through? Or are you going to let it slam in their face like so many do? What are you going to do for God today? Something simple turns out to be something big. We'll be right back.
For the past 2 months, my daughter Karen and I haven't been talking much.
We used to talk about everything, sports, friends.
Even girlfriends.
But lately, Jason's been, well, I don't know.
Different. At first, I thought Kate was just being
a teen. But then one night,
Patrick came home acting funny. The next day, I found a
joint in Tanya's book bag.
I can't believe my kid is taking drugs.
What do I do now?
There are others out there with the same concerns as you. Learn from their experiences at drugfree.org. A message from the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Is 2012 the year the world ends? Is planet Earth going to be destroyed by a giant meteor or a nuclear holocaust? Mankind has long speculated about how and when the world will end, but all the self-proclaimed prophets of doom have thus far been wrong. Hey, if God started the world, maybe he has something to say about how he will end it. That's exactly what we'll learn in the exciting, enlightening, and extremely entertaining video, The End Times.
I'm John Lynn from the Living Truth Fellowship, the teacher of this rockin' one-of-a-kind overview of the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. You will learn how to live as a Christian in this crazy world, and you'll also learn the truth about the end times and the good news that we win.
Order your copy of The End Times today for only $39. Go to tltf.org/end. That's tltf.org/end and get one of God's greatest gifts, peace of mind. That's tltf.org/end.
More In Your Face with Rob Echno happens now on Indy 104.
Welcome back. Very, very excited. Happy Friday to you. I hope you have a wondrous weekend planned for yourself. We have a wonderful show for you today. It's a perfect, perfect show to get us into the weekend, to get some peace of mind in you, to know that there is hope, that if you have a little faith, God is there. Our very special guest today is the CEO of the Living Truth Fellowship, and he's here to share with us what so many of us need in today's world: miracles and healing, but not just from some magical pill, from the Word of God. He's also going to share some of the miraculous events he's seen in his worldly travels as well. You're not going to want to miss this one from the great state of Indiana, out in Indianapolis, where they're just having some amazing miracles happen right now with their wonderful football team, too. Paul Knopp, good morning. Thanks for taking time to join us today, Paul.
Well, good morning, Rob, and thank you so much for having me on the show this Friday morning, and I'm looking forward to a fabulous day and a great weekend. I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself. I grew up as a good Jewish boy from New York, and I was actually bar mitzvahed at the age of 13. And when I got up in front of the congregation in my bar mitzvah and the rabbi said, "Well, son, you now belong," I realized there was something missing. And I am so thankful that someone took the time to open their mouth and talk to me about Jesus Christ. And of course, I believed and I became a Christian, and I've dedicated my life in service of the Lord Jesus Christ from a very early age until now. And it's such a privilege and a pleasure to be involved in the Living Truth Fellowship as we do so many things to move God's Word and to make it available. And what I'm going to do in this show with you, Rob, is talk a little bit about miracles and healings. And as you said, we can all use it. Just look around you in the world. How many people that you see are sick or impoverished? How many people that you see need God's healings and miracles? Perhaps you do. Perhaps you've been waiting for a mighty miracle or a healing in your life. Have you thought about how cool it would be to heal the sick if you're a Christian? To see mighty miracles and experience power from God with your five senses on a daily or at least on a very regular basis? If you're sick yourself, what a wonderful blessing it would be for you to be healed. Are such things the rule or the exception in your life and walk with God? Well, you know what? They were the rule with Jesus. If you've looked at his life in the four Gospels, you can see that in his daily life, miracles were a common occurrence. And you know, there are times in my life where I constantly saw healings and miracles. And there were other times in my life when they were rare. Well, did God change? No, God never changes. So what did change? Either my heart and actions, or the circumstances and attitudes of people around me, or both. And what I want to do this morning, Rob, with you on the show, is look at some records in the Word that may help explain why we're not seeing miracles and healings, and then how we can see them in a more dynamic way on, if not a daily basis, at least in a more regular occurrence. First of all, I want you to know that God is doing so much for all of us that we just don't ever see. And we all have to trust that God and Jesus have our back. They're going in front of us, they're paving, and they're lighting our way. And what a blessing that is as we walk through this world of darkness to know that we are not alone. And in Mark chapter 6, the first six verses, which I'm not going to read, but it's Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 6, when Jesus went to his hometown and he started teaching the word in his hometown, people did not see God's only begotten Son. They did not see God's messenger. They saw the carpenter's son. They saw, oh, wait a minute, we know his brother. We know his sister. And he states in Mark chapter 6, verse 5, that he could do no mighty works there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he, Jesus, marveled because of their unbelief. And you and I have to get past our unbelief. We have to absolutely trust in God's ability to deliver us from whatever we need deliverance from, and to deliver those that you see around you in pain and suffering. And when people see you, perhaps they just see the guy next door or the woman down the street. Maybe they've never had an opportunity to see that wonderful man or woman who stands for God. And the way that they can start to see that is for you to begin witnessing. is for you to begin speaking God's matchless word when you meet people on the street. Now, you don't have to do that in a way that freaks them out, but everybody likes a nice smile. Everybody likes an uplifting conversation. And then once you've engaged in a conversation, be bold. Speak the word like Jesus did. That's one thing you've got to know in his life, and that was the most miraculous and healing life that there ever was. Where he went, he spoke God's word. And that is an incredible key to seeing mighty works, miracles, and healings in your life. And let's keep in mind that Jesus perfectly trusted and obeyed God. He knew God was able and willing to heal the sick and perform miracles. Jesus walked more intimately with God than any other man had. And the result of that was God's power shone through him in a mighty way. But what about you and I? Well, John 14:12 states that the works that Jesus did, we can do also. And Rob, let's just let that sink in for a moment. The works that Jesus did, we can do as well. What a statement. What a truth. When you get up in the morning and look in the mirror and you start praying, pump yourself up. Know that you can do the great works that Jesus did as you believe God and walk out on his word and speak it. And there are other examples in Scripture of people who did mighty works. Let's take Moses, for example. The Word of God calls him the most humble man on earth. That's in Numbers 12:3. And he was also called God's friend in Exodus 33:11. Well, humble before God. That means when you wake up, you're asking yourself, God, what about today? Reach up your hand, grab Jesus' hand, and say, Jesus, you're my Lord. I'm going to follow you today, and here we go, with humility. And you have to actively look to God and to his Son and keep your eyes on them as you follow them. And look at the power that Moses wielded. The 10 plagues that came upon Egypt, he struck a rock with his staff and water came out. Did Israel always believe in God's ability to deliver them through Moses? Absolutely not. Israel saw God's mighty works, and they soon forgot and allowed unbelief to prevail in their hearts. And that angered both God and Moses. And you can read that in Exodus 15 through 17. That's chapters 15 through 17. So God found someone that trusted him like Moses, and God was able to do mighty works for Israel in spite of their unbelief. And you and I need to be like Moses, humble before God. Wouldn't it be wonderful if God would say, you're my friend, like he said of Moses? Well, that's obedience, humility. Turn your heart to him and trust him. Can you imagine the trust Moses had when he struck that rock? What about if water wouldn't have come out? He would have been in a pretty tough spot. Israel was thirsty. They were in the desert. But God never once let Moses down. And he won't let you or I down either as we walk out on his word with confidence. And God has power today available, just like he did for Jesus, just like he did for Moses, and the many other men and women of the Bible that stood and walked in his mighty power. And for you Greek scholars out there, the word power and miracle for for the most part, is a Greek word called dunamis, and it's used throughout the New Testament, and it's how God wants us to live as Christians. He does not want us to be in pain or suffering or impoverished or sick. And he wants us to bring his deliverance to others as well. So I have several incidents that I want to talk about as I share some scripture and I tell you some things that happened to me as well as I traveled through the world.
And Paul will do that right after the break here. This is a wonderful testimony. Paul Knopf is our very special guest. He is the CEO of the Living Truth Fellowship in Indianapolis, Indiana, speaking of miracles and healings from the book.
At least one in four businesses affected by a disaster, whether it's man-made or natural, never reopen.
Can you sign this for me, please?
Yet too many owners put off their company's disaster plan because they let too many day-to-day things get in the way.
Heavy fire showing from the ninth floor, second alarm being...
Disasters are unpredictable, so visit ready.gov to make your company's disaster plan. Ready.gov. It's never too late to protect your business until it is. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a speaker for your next event? Are you looking to improve your productivity, create a more positive working environment, or inspire your congregation to be all that they can be? Then you need to schedule talk show host, author, and motivational speaker Rob Ekno today. Whether speaking to a group of 20 or 20,000, Rob Ekno delivers a very powerful, energetic, and entertaining message that encourages and motivates his audiences to truly become their very best. On church podiums, Rob's preaching blends a mix of scripture and his life's experiences for a God-filled message that resonates deep in the hearts of those listening, motivating them to live meaningful, God-inspired lives. So don't wait. Now's the time to schedule Rob Ekno to speak at your next event. Call TS Management at 818-506-3640. That's 818-506-3640. And get ready to be all that you can be.
Live from Los Angeles, you're listening to In Your Face with Rob Ekno on Indy 104.
Welcome back. Off to a great start on this Friday morning. I hope you are having a very, very blessed day. I know I am, because God just keeps sending us amazing guests to share testimonies, whatever it may be, that they've been through, the miracles in their life. And today we're talking about the miracles that God, that Jesus has performed in many of them throughout the Bible and the Word and the truth. Our very special guest today, Paul Knopf, is the CEO of the Living Truth Fellowship in Indianapolis, Indiana. You can go on their website, tltf.org, tltf.org, the Living Truth Fellowship. All kinds of great stuff on there, their End Times DVD, all kinds of other great teachings. You can hear the recorded shows of these shows that we do here as well. And don't forget, all shows are available on iTunes as well. So Paul's show, his partner John Lynn, and all of our great testimonies are available under Rob Ekno on iTunes. So make sure you download them and use them, especially today's show, Paul's teachings and his miraculous stories that he's seen throughout his life and travels. And Paul, you were just getting into starting to tell us about some of the amazing testimonies that you've seen throughout your travels throughout the world.
Yes, Rob. And as I tell these, the point behind them is God and Jesus are available to deliver and perform miracles today. There's nothing special about me. I'm just a normal person like you are. But at times of my life, I have believed God and walked out on that believing with no fear. And God has done some miraculous things when I've done that. And I want to share, I spent a year in South America. 21st birthday on the Amazon River in Peru. So when I got to South America, my goal was very simple. God and Jesus, it's just the three of us. Here we go. I wanted God and Jesus to teach me, to lead me, and I wanted to put the word into practical application that I had learned. And he here are a few of the miraculous stories. I'm going to title the hunger story. I was in Bolivia on my way to La Paz, sitting on a bus full with local Indian people, and I was hungry. I had timed my trip so that I would have money in different cities waiting for me, and I had ran out of money, but I was on the bus going to the city where I was going to get money. The bus ride was 24 hours, and I was hungry. And there was a woman sitting next to me eating, and of course the smell of her food made me even more hungry. And I thought of asking her for something, but her portion was so meager that I just felt it wasn't right. And I waited, and a few more hours went by, and the bus stopped at this very high mountain stop, and there were some stalls, food stalls, and vendors that catered to the buses. And I got out of the bus, and I watched everybody go and get food, and I just kind of stood there. And then I saw a bus coming from the other direction. The bus stopped, opened the door, people got out, and some gentleman walked right up to me, looked at me, and said, "Let's get something to eat." And I said, "Wow, I'd like to, but I don't really have any money." This gentleman said, "That's not what I asked. I said, let's just go get something to eat." And he took me by the hand, bought me a fabulous meal. As I started eating it, he said, "I've got to go, my bus is leaving," and he walked away and got on his bus and left. Was that man an angel? Was he just a messenger from God, or someone who just listened to God and answered my prayer? Because I did pray for God to help meet my needs. I'll never know. But all I know is I was hungry and God fed me. And I thought that was just astounding. There was another time when I was in Cusco, Peru, and I had met some people, and I wanted to meet up with this one gentleman in Lima, Peru, in 3 days' time. And I made a commitment. I said to this gentleman, "I will see you in Lima." He flew. I hitchhiked. And one evening, it was getting towards evening, and I was standing there hitchhiking, waiting to get a ride, and I hear a very low rumble, and there's this truck that's going like 8 to 10 miles an hour. The wheels are barely turning, and it's full of onion sacks. I could almost smell the onions as it was pulling up to me. Well, no one else was stopping for me but this onion truck. So the onion truck stopped, I hopped on, and we proceeded to go nowhere fast. And as I was just getting comfortable lying on all these onion sacks, I heard zoom, zoom, and I looked up and I saw these tourist buses just fly past me. And I prayed, and I said, "It would be just wonderful if I could get on one of those buses. I don't think this onion truck will ever get me where I'm going in time." And about an hour later, there was a bridge out. We pulled up. All the buses that had passed me before were stopped. And I thought, well, great. Let me go ask the bus drivers if I can get on. And I asked. There were three buses. I asked the three bus drivers. They all said no. I was like, okay. The bridge was fixed. The tourist buses zoomed on. I got back on my onion truck, got comfortable on the sacks, and proceeded to go nowhere fast. About an hour later, it was getting almost completely dark. The onion truck slammed on their brakes. I looked up, and there was a car blocking the road. And the person in the car rolled down their window and said, "Hey, gringo, get in. I will give you a ride to Lima." I don't know who this person was. I had never seen that car before. I never saw that car in the bridge area when the bridge was out. I only spoke at this point about 50 words in Spanish. So me and this gentleman, who spoke no words of English, really didn't communicate. But I'll tell you, when we zip by those tourist buses about 2 hours later, because he was going even faster, I smiled to myself and got so thankful that once again God did something miraculous, and God answered my prayer. And God is in the business of answering prayers. And if you pray and you've been disappointed in your life because at times you don't feel like God has answered your prayer, well, just hang in there and keep the faith. Keep believing. It's like me when I was on that back of the onion truck and we stopped and I saw those buses and I asked the bus drivers and they all said no. I could have been disappointed. I could have been upset, but I wasn't. I still trusted God, and He brought His deliverance to me in a way that I never imagined. And that's what He's in the business of doing. God is in the business of delivering pleasant surprises to us. And that's just fabulous. Just fabulous. I have a few more of these to talk about as well. But I also want to go back to the Word for a second and just kind of tell you what a miracle is. And a definition, or a fairly common definition, is when we see power from on high that's evidenced in our five senses realm, and that is what a miracle is all about. And there are some people, some Christians, that will excel at utilizing God's power in perhaps more regular ways than others. And a lot of that is just people's faith. You have to trust God unconditionally and have confidence in His Word. And by the way, in order to trust God and have confidence in His Word, you have to first read it. And reading it is not good enough alone. You have to do it. And as you do it on a continuous basis, you will begin to trust it. Because the Word of God is revelation. It's God speaking to us today in this world. So what a fabulous thing. We get to have a manual for life and read it and apply it. And we all know that money in this world we live in is an important thing. And when we don't have money and we're hungry, well, that's not such a good thing. And sometimes when we're in that position, we may have a habit of turning our back on God or being disappointed because we feel like God has let us down. Well, not so. In whatever situation we are in life, and Rob, I know you've been through some hard times. Look at what God has done for you. No matter what hard time we find ourselves in, God is always willing to deliver us. And I have another fabulous story that's very quick to talk to about that.
Well, let's hold on to that for just a second, Paul, because we got to take a break in about 20 seconds here. So I want to make sure we can get the great magnitude of this. Wonderful stories, miraculous healing from the Word, and testimonies from our good friend Paul Knopp out in Indianapolis, Indiana. He is the Chief Executive Officer of the Living Truth Fellowship, and you have heard our good friend John Lynn on, and that's the same organization. You can go online during this quick break here. It is TLTF, TLTF.org. Check it out. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's a little team.
Hey everybody, this is Toby Keith for RAD. For many of us, drunk driving is something that other people do. Certainly not someone I know. When you see someone who's had too much to drink about to get behind the wheel, pick up the keys. Always choose a designated driver. Music lives, you should too.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
In today's market, either a business gets social or it gets left behind. Social media has given the customer a voice and has created the perfect opportunity for businesses to connect with their potential customers and clients and build lasting business relationships. Your potential customers are waiting for you. Contact Highway to Success today to discuss the best way to form relationships with them. Your competitors are already doing it. Contact Cynthia at 866-636-4696. Get social today by calling 866-636-4696. And keep listening to Indy 104 for information on the new Highway to Success show coming soon.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
It's time to get back in your face with Rob Ekno on Indy 104.
Welcome back. We are cruising right along here on this Friday morning. So blessed to be able to be here with you and not 6 feet under where, you know, where I probably should have been many times. Maybe you feel the same way, too, depending on choices that you made throughout your life. Maybe that's why you're here listening to the show right now. Or maybe you're listening because you know the miraculous healing power of God. And our very special guest is somebody who has dedicated his life to studying the word and the truth of what it says in the black and white, and not putting all kinds of spins on it, but just understanding it, studying it daily, and getting out there and living it. Paul Knopp is our very special guest. Paul is the CEO of the Living Truth Fellowship in Indianapolis, Indiana. We're talking about today miracles and healing from the Word of God. And Paul, you've got some great testimonies of your younger life and miraculous events that you've seen, and you were getting into another great event for us.
Yes, and I call this, I call it the money wave, for lack of a better term. You know, money is a means to an end. Sometimes when we're hungry or we pray for money. Well, what we really need is food and shelter, and we shouldn't ever limit God. He can deliver our needs in ways other than money, but of course money is a pretty typical commodity that we use in the world today to get by. So I was in Rio de Janeiro with my backpack, and I had about $150 left to my name until I got to the next city where I'd top up again. And because that money was important to me, I kept it in my swimsuit, which, as it turns out, might not have been such a smart thing to do, because I went swimming, enjoyed playing in the waves. I came out, laid down on the beach, almost fell asleep, must have been about an hour, when I heard the little jingle of an ice cream cart on the beach. I was hot. I figured, fantastic, let me get an ice cream. I went to reach in, and my money was gone. Now, that's a big deal. It's not like I could have just gone to another ATM. I had to wait to the very next city to get more money, and I was in a foreign country. I was in Rio de Janeiro on a beach, only knowing a few people who I met. So I prayed, and I said, God, you know my need here. Please deliver something to me. And I had a thought. It was a quiet thought, but it was a thought. Go stand in the ocean. And you know, when I got that thought, which is a little bit of a crazy thought, you could think, I could have not obeyed it. And if I wouldn't have obeyed it, I'll tell you, things would have worked out a lot differently. But I heard the word from the Lord, and I walked out on it. I obeyed it. And I walked out into the surf, and I was like, okay, here I am. I said that quietly to myself, and the next moment a wave cracks right in front of me, and in the froth and the foam of that wave was my money that came and got delivered right into my hands. least ecstatic. And I was so very blessed. And I think God was teaching me that when I pray and believe and have a need, He can really come through for me in a miraculous way. And as part of these travels, I actually got a job. I got as far as Lima, Peru, when I then got a job, believe it or not, as a tour guide on the Amazon River. And the person that hired me said, you know, you're a nice-looking young American, and I'll have the Indians be your guide, and then you can talk and connect with the tourists. And you should have seen me then. Not an ounce of fat on my body. I had this huge beard. I wore short shorts. I had these rubber jungle boots and an almost two-foot machete strapped on my side, because when you walk through the jungle, you needed to, you know, cut your way with a machete. So we wanted to look for new destinations to bring tourists. And this Indian said to me, well, you know, I know this tribe that is, you know, pretty primitive still. They really live the ways that people lived forever in the jungle. And let's go see them. And you can talk to them through me, and maybe they'll let us, you know, bring tourists from time to time, and we can, you know, pay them, and the tourists would love to see some, you know, the way some Indians lived in a rudimentary and primitive lifestyle. I said, great. So we went on about a six-hour hike deep into the jungle, and we came to this village, and there was no one around. And my Indian guide just didn't know what was going on, because all the huts were empty. And we finally saw there were lights on. When I mean lights, I'm talking candles. There's no electricity here. There were candle lights in this one hut, and it appeared, as their custom was, they all were gathering in one hut because someone was about to die. And as their custom was, when someone was about to die, the whole tribe would get together and witness their dying. And it turned out to be the chief's infant child. And that chief's infant child was laying there completely still. It didn't even look like he was alive, but he was. And the whole tribe was just in there waiting for this baby to die. And I said to my interpreter, well, I want to start teaching these people about Jesus and the fact that He can heal. And he said, okay. And I started, you know, I introduced myself. I started teaching the Bible just right from square one. And they were all listening. And I must have done that for about an hour and a half. There were some interactive questions. And then I said to my interpreter, I now want to lay my hands on this child and minister healing. And my interpreter said, oh, no, Paul, no, I draw the line. You don't want to do that. You touch that child, you do anything, and if he dies, we're dead. That chief will have our heads. And I said, well, you've heard what I've been saying in this last hour or so. You need to trust God with me. And he looked at me and said, well, okay. So he explained to the chief what I wanted to do. He translated for me. The chief looked at me and said, go ahead. And I was in quiet prayer, and God was giving me the green light spiritually to lay my hands on this child. So I took the chief's hand for a moment, let it go, and then I laid my hands on this child. I prayed for him out loud, and when my prayer was finished, in that very second, that child sneezed three times and started wiggling and crying. And it was an absolute miracle. And the joy that was on everyone's faces was just astounding. And you know the story of a mayor would give you the keys to the city? Well, I got to tell you, I had the keys to that village because of what God did. Again, there's nothing special about me. You can deliver that same type of healing to people that you meet. Or perhaps you need healing yourself. Well, God is in the business of delivering that healing. If you look at Luke chapter 4, verses 31 through 37, you'll even see that through dunamis, through power, God has given us the ability to kick demons out. And in Mark chapter 5, verses 25 through 32, and I encourage you to read these verses. And as Rob said, these teachings will be recorded. And of course, you can always go to our website, tltf.org. And I encourage you to please sign up for our mailing list. We have a fabulous newsletter that comes out every month. It's free. It will cost you nothing. If you like anything you've heard in this teaching or that my partner John Lynn has taught, sign up for our mailing list, tltf.org. But in Mark chapter 5, verses 25 through 32, is a fabulous healing record. Jesus was just walking down the street, and a woman came up and touched him. And Jesus felt power. That's that word, dunamis. Jesus felt power go out of him, and he stopped and said, "Who touched me?" And his disciples said, "Come on, Lord, we're in the crowd. What do you mean, who touched me?" He said, "Well, somebody touched me because I felt that power go out of me." And that woman said, "It was me." And she had been sick for many years, and she was healed instantly. Why? Because she believed that all she had to do was touch Jesus. And you and I can touch Jesus any time we want. All we have to do is reach out our hand. Now, Jesus is on God's right hand, and he is Spirit. But when we are born again, we also have God's Holy Spirit within us, and that enables us to have a direct connection to Jesus. And if you want to understand how that works, and if you want to understand more about what that dunamis, that power from God, really is, then dig into his Word, and we have some fabulous articles on our website that can show you how you can believe God to the point of delivering healings and miracles like Jesus did. That's what he wants.
Paul, we'll be right back after this. Hi, I'm Rob Ekno. Can you honestly say that you're happy with the shape of America today? If you're as frustrated as I am, then please join me in helping to return our great country to its glory. I've written a book called God Bless America Before It's Too Late. When you get your copy, it'll have you thinking about what contributions you may have had in shaping our country today and to get us all to realize the differences and positive effects each of us can have on returning America to being all that it can be. So please go online now at robekno.com to order your copy of God Bless America Before It's Too Late and be a part of an even better tomorrow. That's robekno.com to order your copy now. Thanks for your support and have a super blessed day.
Is 2012 the year the world ends? Is planet Earth going to be destroyed by a giant meteor or a nuclear holocaust? Mankind has long speculated about how and when the world will end, but all the self-proclaimed prophets of doom have thus far been wrong. Hey, if God started the world, maybe he has something to say about how he will end it. That's exactly what we'll learn in the exciting, enlightening, and extremely entertaining video, The End Times.
I'm John Lynn from the Living Truth Fellowship, the teacher of this rockin' one-of-a-kind overview of the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. You will learn how to live as a Christian in this crazy world, and you'll also learn the truth about the end times and the good news that we win.
Order your copy of The End Times today for only $39. Go to tltf.org/end and get one of God's greatest gifts. Peace of mind. That's tltf.org/end.
More In Your Face with Rob Ekno happens now on Indy 104.
Welcome back. Wow. Miracle after miracle after miracle. And our very special guest today, at a young age, got to see the amazing works of Jesus smack dab. Just, you know, the miracles of God right in front of him. And to be able to, you know, help heal a child and do some of the works, as he stated earlier, that God is doing so much for all of us that we don't ever see, but the works that Jesus did, we can do as well. And our very special guest, Paul Knopp, the CEO of the Living Truths Fellowship in Indianapolis, Indiana, is a living testimony and sharing them with us. And Paul, it is amazing, because most of us don't, you know, we might believe in certain things, but feeling that we have the miracles to physically heal those that are sick, you know, most of us are going to think, just as that gentleman did, that Paul's a little whacked out and the chief might have our head. But it is true that we can do all things through Christ, correct?
That's exactly right, Rob. And, you know, we have to have that confidence in God and in Jesus. And the way to get that confidence is to read the Bible and do it. Continue to do what the Word of God says with boldness, and God will back you up. And you know, you don't have to be perfect to see miracles or to minister to people and see healings. As a matter of fact, I got fired from that job I told you about as a tour guide on the Amazon. I had just turned 21. I was still young, and I made a stupid mistake. I behaved poorly, and they fired me. And I cried, because there was more things I wanted to do for God. But I was a nincompoop. I behaved poorly. They fired me. I got on a plane. I flew from the jungle to Lima, Peru, and that was it. My time in the jungle was over. But I prayed and said, God, if you can get me back there, I would sure appreciate it. I know I screwed up, but there's more I wanted to do, more I wanted to teach, so I leave it in your hands. And, you know, having lived in the jungle, I didn't get haircuts on a very regular basis. I had a very long, bushy beard. So the next day in Lima, Peru, I decided to go and, you know, get cleaned up a little bit, get my hair cut. So I went into a barber shop and I got my hair cut. And as they're, you know, cutting my hair, I heard a commotion. And I kind of looked up, and these four or five gentlemen walked in, and they had some camera equipment, and they were lugging, you know, big suitcases, and they were there to get a haircut. And somehow I just got talking to these gentlemen. I was in the chair, and it turns out they were a Hollywood film crew, and they came to Lima to as a stop to then fly into the Amazon, and they wanted to scout some locations to shoot some film footage in the jungle. So I said, well, you know, I have some fabulous areas that you should go to. And I told them about these areas, and they said, well, Paul, why don't you just come with us? And I said, well, I'm not sure if I can. To be honest, I was kind of fired from my job because, you know, I made a mistake. And they said, well, you know, maybe go ask your boss. And you can tell your boss that, you know, if he hires you again, we'll all go in and, you know, we'll film his operation, and you can show us around the jungle, and maybe it'll help him. So I went and I left those gentlemen. I went and talked to my boss, and he just looked at me. He smiled. He shook his head, and he big smile on his face, and he said, Paul, you have your job back. And I took those gentlemen up into the jungle. They did their filming. It was a great promotion for this gentleman, for my boss, for his operation in the jungle. And when that film crew left, I was able to keep my job, and I stayed there for another 3 or 4 months continuing to teach the word. And so even though I messed up and I got fired, my heart was humble before God, and he still delivered me. So to see signs, miracles, and wonders and healing, you don't need to be perfect. What you need is to have a heart of humbleness, of meekness before God and before Jesus, because it's not you who's going to heal somebody. It's not your hands or my hands that has any special power, but what it is that Jesus has no hands today but our hands. You've all heard that poem. He has no mouth but our mouth. He has no feet but our feet. And as we take him at his word, and as we walk boldly with humility and keep our eyes fastened on him and expect wonderful miracles, well, that's when they can happen. And there's a verse that two verses, I guess, that I want to close with. One of them is in 2 Timothy 1:6-7, where Paul is talking to Timothy, and Paul says, "Stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power," and there's that word dunamis again, "but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And that word stir up is a Greek word, and it talks about stirring into flames or to rekindle a fire that may be about to go out. So there are times in your life where you may be burning white hot for the Lord, and other times where you may be burning a bit dim. But Paul encouraged Timothy to stir into flames, rekindle that gift. And that's what you and I can do every day, and God will be there every step of the way for us. And the final verse I want to share is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, and it's verse 5. "For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake." And that's what God and Jesus are all about with us. They will empower us so that as we walk on the word, people will see that there is something different. People will witness that power from on high through our lives. And what a magnificent way to live that is. And if you're not seeing that in your life, that's okay. You can just stir up, stir into flames. And John Lynn, when he was on Rob's show last week, I think it was, he talked about speaking in tongues. And that's one of the most simple, basic, powerful things we can do in the Spirit that will help us stir that gift that's within us into flames. As a matter of fact, the Apostle Paul said he thanks God that he spoke in tongues more than everyone else almost. It's a very simple, basic thing that you and I can do on a daily basis, and to me it's a foundational prayer thing that will be a foundational platform for us to perform miracles and healings.
And that's a great thing, and we want to thank our very special guest, Paul Knopp. He is the CEO of the Living Truth Fellowship in Indianapolis, Indiana. You can go online to their website. They have all kinds of great teachings on there, DVDs, CDs. Just you can sign up for their monthly newsletter, get it for free, their End Times video. Learn the truth about what the Word of God is all about. And Paul, really enjoyed having you on for the first time here. I know that we'll be having you back again, and some other members of your great organization over the next couple of months. Our friend John Lynn will be on again in a couple of weeks, and looking forward to that as well. Always a very enlightening and inspiring time. And of course, all of this show, you can go back and you can hear it on demand here on the Indy104.com website, or you can go right on iTunes and listen up. You just go on Rob Ekno on iTunes, and then you just scroll down to see Paul Knopf's name or John Lynn or any of the other great shows and all the wonderful testimonies that we've been blessed to have. Paul, thank you so much for getting up early and sharing your testimonies with us. We look forward to having you back very soon.
Rob, thank you very much for the privilege, and thank you for what you're doing for God. It's just wonderful. Keep it up, Rob.
Thank you, Paul. You have a very, very Merry Christmas, blessed holiday season, you and your family. And ladies and gentlemen, it is the season of miracles and healings. If you missed any portion of this show, go back and listen to it. Go right to their website, tltf.org, and listen. And I'll tell you what, if you're feeling like one of the left outs and misfits and all that good stuff at this time of the year or whenever, Jesus loves the way. Here's our friend Jeff Napier to tell us all about it.
Driving on my route, beside the road she turned around, smiled and waved at me as I drove by. The woman of the evening time were the words of a friend of mine. You better watch out for her lies. As I prayed for her, this thought crossed my mind. Jesus died for prostitutes, for drug dealers too. He don't condemn them, he washed the sins away. He shed his blood for thieves and such, the drunkard he loves so much, the one who killed with life to pay. Jesus loves the castaway. Up at Laurel County Jail, church is going well. On Monday nights they hear a word. Sinners bow their knees in prayer. I saw 11 baptized there. Sounds like a Bible story I heard. Guess revival ain't just in the church. Jesus died for prostitutes, for drug dealers too. He don't condemn them, he washed his sins away. He shed his blood for thieves and such, the drunkard he loves so much, the one who killed with life to pay. Jesus loves the castaway. Society may look down on one gone astray, but Jesus bore the sin and pain for that dear soul to save. He shed his blood for thieves and such, the drunkard he loves so much, the one who killed with life to pay. Jesus loves the castaway. Jesus loves the castaway.